Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Heather Dubrow gets real about her feud with Noella Berginer.
I think it's so rude and disrespectful to me and my kids and my family.
Plus, Melissa Gorga reveals where she stands with Jennifer Aiden after that explosive argument.
I always had a problem believing that she was coming from any place of being authentic, to be honest. I've always just thought, like, she kind of walks in the room and she's like, what do I feel like saying?
And we break down part one of the dramatic Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Christina.
Lots to get to this week. We got our first round of Salt Lake City reunion. I love it. So great. But before we get into all of that and get into this week's news, let's check in with what you guys had to say about last week's show.
All right. So Carol Pearson had something to say about Erica Jane. She said she knew and she did not care as long as the money kept flowing. Yeah. A lot of you guys were opinionated on whether or not Erica Jane knew. I think this is going to continue into next season, maybe the season after that. We'll see. Time will tell with Erica Jane.
Seriously. And then Ella Gray said, no one deserves to have a glass thrown at them, regardless of how you feel about them. Talking about Jenny throwing a glass at Mary at the end of Salt Lake City. I agree. I mean, we'll talk about it more in the reunion when she said she wasn't throwing it at Mary. She was throwing it at the ground, but it was in her direction.
Yeah, I think some glass may have gone on her. So I think that counts. But yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I'd love to know what you guys, if you guys agree with Ella, tell us in the comments, was she wrong to throw that glass at Mary? I think so.
I think so too.
All right. Well, let's get into the Housewives of the news. And we are starting with a sad story out of Potomac. Real Housewives of Potomac star Mia Thornton revealed that she has been diagnosed with cancer. The 37-year-old wrote on Instagram, same time last week, doc called at 7:31 a.m. Mia, I'm so sorry, but your test results came back and I need you to go to Johns Hopkins Cancer Center today. You can only imagine the overwhelming amount of emotion she and her husband and I adored trying to figure out why. However, even with such terrible news, I felt an extreme amount of peace and energy instilled that allowed me to remain strong. Now, she joined the cast in 2021, but she did not reveal what type of cancer she has been diagnosed with, though she did tell fans she has been seeing specialists every single day to determine her treatment. She added, the storm is not over, but this experience is changing me. Oh, so heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible. She is so young.
That's
just insane. We wish her all the best and hope that she gets better soon.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But what else is going on this week?
All right. So nearly 6 months after Vicki Gunvalson and Steve Lodge broke off their engagement, she has found love again and can't help but gush over her new boyfriend. She told X's Hollywood, he's the first man that has ever really treated me to anything. He's like, I got that. You're not paying for that. I'm like, are you like real? He's freaking incredible. He's from Texas. I gave him an 18 item list of what I want in my next person, because in all the books you read and all the self-help, you manifest your person, right? So I manifested him and he had everything but one, including wearing cowboy boots and loves country western. He doesn't have a boat. And I'm like, I'll take that one off. She has yet to reveal her new boyfriend's name or photo, but did tell Axis that she initially met him 6 years ago and said, I met him before Steve, BS, she calls it. We had exchanged numbers and I didn't remember him from Adam. Kelly Dodd called me like a month and a half ago and said, I want you to meet somebody. I walked in and have you guys ever met someone that was just instantly the right person? Gunvalson explained that her new partner asked her if she was ready to date him because he's been waiting for her since their first meeting. Well, Vicky, that's great.
Vicky. Interesting that Kelly Dodd introduced them.
I know.
They had, you know, they weren't on the best of terms. So. It seems
that was
like,
shocking.
Yeah, it seems like that was the most shocking part of the entire thing. But, you know, it seems like, you know, Vicky falls hard and falls fast. Yes. So it seems like, you know, as long as she's happy, you know, he doesn't have the boat, so she'll have to deal with that. But yeah. It seems like she's on the fast track of love. And hopefully he is there for the right reasons.
I would absolutely love to see the 18 item list that she created. And the cowboy boots was one of them. Like,
what? I love it. I love it so much. Oh, Vicky. All right. Well, moving on to Salt Lake City, Jen Shah wants Kim Kardashian to join her legal team as she awaits her upcoming trial. During the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City after show, she said that she was 100% serious about bringing Kim on to help with her case because she previously teased that during a recent episode of the show. She said, listen, Kim Kardashian is not officially part of the Shah Squad legal team yet. People thought I was joking around when I was like, do we need to add Kim Kardashian to our legal team? I was dead, 100% serious. Now, she also opens up about how she is handling the accusations against her, which she feels she has been wrongly accused of. She said, I don't take this lightly. It's my life. And more importantly, it's my family life. I care about them more than anything. I don't want my kids or my husband or my mom or my family affected by this. And so I have to fight and I have to have faith in the justice system. So this trial is right around the corner. We're going to see. I don't think Kim Kardashian is joining the legal team.
So good, though. It's such good to see. Oh my God.
So good. Hey, who knows? Stranger things have happened. So we will have
true.
To see.
Very true. Yeah,
but let's continue talking about Salt Lake City and break down this week's episodes. We got our first round of the reunion.
Yeah.
So what were your overall thoughts?
Overall, I can't believe Mary's not there. I'm still upset about it. I'm still not over it. I mean, tell us in the comments, guys, are you missing Mary as much as I am? Not in her, you know, that I love her, but I just feel like they talked so much about her. How is she not there? And we're only on part one. So I'm sure there's more to come.
More to come.
Yeah. So that was my big overall note is like, it just... How did they not get her there? Producers, come on.
Right. I mean, I would have like brought her like dragging, kicking and screaming. Like you have to be at this reunion or at least like just drop a video message that she could have played or something like that. Like, or, zoom her in something that she was there for at least part of it. But she, I guess, wanted nothing to do with it. Before the episode aired, they did put up like a title card saying that they filmed this before everything happened with Jenny, with the racist messages. And it was just so ironic, not ironic, or just like the things that she was saying that everyone can be racist and she had dealt with this for so long. If you have experienced racism, why are you doing that to other people? Like, it's just, it's bizarre.
So weird.
It was so weird
that they didn't know that that was about to come out. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I didn't love Jenny from the beginning, regardless of all that. I didn't think she made a great housewife, unfortunately. And she won't be one anymore. So
no, she definitely won't be. And then like, this was everybody versus Lisa pretty much. And I think Heather said it best that Lisa was trying to be the cool mean girl. And I totally felt like that this season. That pretty much summed her up.
Totally. I think it did not help Lisa that they apparently all watched the episode with the hot mic moment the day before, the night before they taped the reunion. So that really must have made everyone like, wow, that's her true colors. And you see her in the preview for next week's reunion part two saying like, you guys set me up for this, you know, now they all think that's who I am, but I'm like, but that is who you are.
Yeah, no, that's exactly who you are. Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said before, it wasn't a hot mic moment. I mean, I love a hot mic moment, but like she knew her mic was on, come on. She knew there was cameras in her bedroom outside. So she wanted people to hear that. It seems a little calculated to me. I love Heather Gay so much. She's one of my favorite newer housewives. My one problem with her is she's got to like, she can't be like, Lisa, we all hate you, but like, we love who you really are.
Right.
She did it a few times last night. I think she did it with Mary, defending Mary, which I was just like, Mary said that you looked inbred.
Right.
You're allowed to not like her.
Right. Yeah. You know? It's weird because it makes it seem like Lisa just turns it on for the cameras, which she may as well do. And Heather's like, I like who you are when the cameras aren't on, before all of this, before like kind of fame kind of got to your head a little bit.
Yeah.
But it seems like Lisa is trying to, you know, put on this image that's not really who she is. Let's move on to Real Housewives of New Jersey, because things are heating up down the shore with Teresa, with Louie, with Jennifer, with Melissa. But Teresa gets so defensive about Louie.
Oh gosh, it's crazy.
It was a really uncomfortable moment. Like, and he's trying to defend himself. She's cutting him off every couple seconds. And, you know, things got a little weird with them too, when he was like, I'm going to walk out, otherwise she won't listen to me. Like, that was
weird. I'm like, first of all, they've only been dating a year. Like, I feel like, I just don't worry, but I mean, they're engaged now, but I just feel like they shouldn't be having these heated conversations in front of other people already.
Right.
I'm like, they should still be in the honeymoon phase.
Seriously. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that Margaret is in the wrong for bringing up this video? Do you think it's that big of a deal? And I mean, I feel like if he just, like how he explained it, which was weird, but like, then we can all just move on from this, because I don't think it's that. I think Teresa's making this a bigger deal than it actually is.
I agree. I mean, the video was bizarre, but I agree that, I mean, I don't blame Margaret for bringing it up at all. I feel like it needed to be addressed. It's like the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. The way he described it being completely different than what it was is very strange, how he described it as a, you know, letting go of her.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, he was proposing to her in the video. So there's still a lot of stuff to be discussed about that video.
Yeah, definitely. And then somehow it turned into interrogating Louie, to Jennifer and Melissa getting into this almost physical altercation, because Jen called them crooks. But I agree with Melissa and Joe on this. Like, why isn't Teresa getting up and defending her brother? Because if anybody was saying anything like that to her, about her or about Louie, she would freak out.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with Melissa and Joe on this one. It's not right. If anyone said that about my family, I would be absolutely... I would write them off. So right. I don't blame them for being mad.
No, I don't blame them at all. It's really bizarre. But Teresa has a tendency of defending these friends that are not really good people. I mean, she did it with Danielle Staub. She was in her corner for a really long time. Yeah. And now she's in Jennifer's corner. I just don't, you know, maybe pick better friends, Teresa.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting to see how Jennifer and Teresa's friendship still is intact by the end of this season. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I will say, the only thing I will say about that is it was like, what, last season or after last season, the whole like fight, or I think she posted something on Instagram or Twitter. Right. So it's like, all right, maybe we move on now, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's time to move on. And all right, well, let's move on to OC, because, you know, we had this awkward dinner party. But before we get to all that, Noella and her husband are kind of ironing out the details of her divorce. She is just maybe one of my least favorite housewives.
She was barely in last night's episode or this week's episode too. She we only saw her in the very beginning. So I almost wonder if they're kind of trying to get her out, you know, not showing her as much. But I just find it so bizarre that she wanted the golf bag.
Right. She like talked about the golf bag, about like rearranging the name. She talks about all that before like her children's or her son's name. I was like, really?
She is strange.
She is really strange. And then we saw Gina, you know, cleaning out her closet, kind of doing a deep purge, had like this emotional moment with her wedding dress.
Okay. I have a lot to say about this. I don't know that Heather should be the voice of style. Like, I don't know. Heather has a lot of money, so she can buy expensive designer clothes, but I don't think she's like the most stylish housewife of all time to tell Gina, you know, what to wear and what not to wear. And like, are you paying for Gina's new wardrobe? Because if you're not, then get out of there.
Seriously. Like, Heather DeBrow's the new Kanye, you know, taking out her whole closet and buying her a whole new wardrobe. Yes. Very interesting. And then, you know, this Shannon versus Gina argument has been bubbling to the surface for several weeks now. And it seems like things are about to be like come to a head.
I'm team Gina on this all the way. I just don't love Shannon. I don't like the way that she speaks to people. And I agree with Gina on a lot of it.
I totally do too. And then we had Heather's uncomfortable dinner with Dr. Jen, Ryan, the drinking was a little over the top. I mean, what do we think of? I just feel like he is so uncomfortable with the cameras on him. Like, he did not sign up for this. He does not want to be a part of this. This is not his scene at all. And really, they couldn't be more opposite.
No, I didn't know he didn't drink at all.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
And then meanwhile, she goes and gets wasted.
She made up for both of them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. It's either just that he's not being himself in front of the camera, so we're not really seeing their true relationship. I did think it was cute when she laid her head on him in the car. Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe there's still some spark there and something there. But just like her critiquing him for the bib, I'm like, who cares? He's funny.
He's funny. I feel like this show is not going to do their marriage any favors. I know that she told us that they separated after the show and that they're back together and they're good, but I feel like probably watching this back is not going to be healthy for the relationship either.
Definitely not. Yeah. I'm very worried about their
marriage. I know, I am too. All right, well, let's move on to our real talk. And we recently caught up with Heather Dubrow, who spoke about her ongoing feud with Noella. We didn't see it too much in this past episode, but things have definitely bubbled to the surface between the two of them. So take a look. I mean, we see in the show that you and Noella obviously are going back and forth this season. So how did that really make you feel when she said that you have straight fragility?
I mean, but you know, I just feel like everything with Noella just always feels very rehearsed and feels like something she had in her back pocket waiting to say. I mean, out of everyone in the cast, and I wouldn't say this to any of them either, but saying that I have straight fragility is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, I find it, I think it's so rude and disrespectful to me and my kids and my family. Because what are you saying by that? That I am so I'm so fragile in my straightness that I can't hear about gay things. Trust me, I talk to my kids about everything. We talk about life. We talk about sex. We talk and sex of all orientations. I mean, there's no conversation that's off limits. The point of the gift she gave my kid was that it was not appropriate for a stranger to give to my child without permission. It wasn't about me not, you know, being able to talk about gay sex.
Right. Terry, what was your reaction to that when you watched that or heard about it?
Well, I mean, has she not read the People magazine article? Right. Of all the people to have straight fragility, it isn't Heather. I mean, it's like saying, you know, a test pilot has a fear of flying. I mean, are you kidding? This is the place where we have straight, I mean, a total acceptance, gay acceptance here in this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it seems like they are not a fan of Miss Noella.
Nope. And neither are we.
No, definitely not.
We also caught up with Melissa Gorga, who revealed her current relationship with Jennifer Aiden after that explosive fight this week. Take a look.
How are you feeling going into this season about filming with Jennifer?
I mean, listen, I've always had a little issue with Jennifer. I think our communication style is just not the same. Mm-hmm. I always had a problem believing that she was coming from any place of being authentic, to be honest. I've always just thought like, she kind of walks in the room and she's like, what do I feel like saying? Or what do I want to ruffle? And I don't like that. I like real, you know, and I've always had that issue with her where I'm just like, I don't know if I can understand you. You know, what are you doing? You know, but she does go through a lot this season. So you will see, you know, I don't kick someone when they're down. Mm-hmm. And you will see our relationship evolve finally.
Yeah. Yeah, finally. What did you think of her nose job? Because we see Jackie and we see Margaret commenting on the first episode saying that it wasn't the best nose job. But what did you think about it when you first saw her?
I mean, I think she should have stayed in America and had it done here. That's what I think. I think she was beautiful before and she's still beautiful, but should have stayed here. Should have stayed here for that.
I feel like she's leaving things open that like maybe they actually became friends. I don't know.
Maybe. Like I said, it happened last season, the drama between them. So maybe they can squash it.
Yes, totally. All right. Before we wrap up, we have to check in on our social spotlight of the week. So who caught your attention this week?
All right. So my social spotlight goes to Lisa Rinna. She posted some super hot photos of her daughter, Amelia. I mean, she is looking hotter than ever. She's been walking in a lot of the Fashion Week shows and she just is showing that she is thriving being single in New York.
She definitely is. She looks absolutely amazing. And mine went to Heidi Montag because she took to Twitter and she posted a poll and she said, who wants me to be on the Housewives? Hashtag Bravo TV. So the, according to the poll, 57% said yes, 42% said no. But I think that she would make a good housewife.
I love it. She would be on OC, right?
Yes, she would be on OC.
I would absolutely love that. I think she actually would make a great fit.
I think so too. And of course, Spencer Pratt bringing all of his crystals and his drama. Oh, I love it. Boo would be a good fit. I would love to know what you guys think in the comments. Would you like to see Heidi Montag as a Real Housewife of OC? I'm all for it. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. If you want to hear the full interview with Heather DeBro, listen to our Getting Real with the Housewives podcast. Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we will see you guys next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.